Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, beloveds, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. I am your host, Dr. Nikki Star, and today we are going to be speaking on the spiral of the spiritual path. And this is really about understanding cycles and understanding transformation and understanding that we revisit things to continue our healing, our expansion, our growth, our transformation, our ascension, our greatest becoming. And even when I use the word ascension, I am really speaking about our evolution, our greatest becoming. Ascension doesn't mean that you leave your body. Ascension does mean that we access higher frequencies. So in that sense, we are ascending from lower vibrational living to higher vibrational living. And when I mean lower versus higher, you can think of lower vibrational as even certain emotions like jealousy, hate, rage, revenge, resentment. These are low vibrational frequencies and ways of being and operating in the world. And then as you ascend, you reach higher frequency states of being like love, gratitude, inspiration, bliss, joy, anything that really expands you, right? Compassion, empathy, grace, surrender, right? So these ways of being are higher vibrational, and that allows you to live an existence with more peace, love, joy, happiness, harmony, beauty, connection, all the things that we truly desire, all the things that create our heaven on earth. So oftentimes we can think of life like a circle, like we go through these constant cycles. We have experiences, let's say as a woman, where we go through our monthly cycles. So women go and they have their menses every month. And that is a cycle that repeats every single month. And it's a circular cycle. And the spiritual path I have found to be more of a spiral. And if you're watching the video version of this episode on my YouTube channel, you can see what I'm doing, but I'm going to do my best to explain it if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast on whatever streaming platform you prefer. So what I mean by spiral is imagine that there was a circle on the earth. And what happens is every time you go through a healing and a transformation, it's like you go up a few notches, but that circle continues. And then as you go through more transformation and perception shifts and healing and transformation, you go up another octave. And so it's like you keep rising, but the circle continues. And why is it a circle? It's a circle because you are revisiting things. So for example, there was a time in my life where it was like every single March, I was having a retreat, or every single whenever, let's say if it was April, I found myself in Tulum. So there were these repeating cycles that I was like, huh, so weird. And the way I was able to figure that out was through social media, because you know how Facebook has like your memory from 1 year ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so weird, because like 1 year ago, I was basically doing the same exact thing. And that happens a lot. We don't realize it, but it does. And we even see that too because of holidays and seasons, right? So the seasons keep us in cycle. We tend to do certain things in the summer and certain things in the winter and visit certain places, and right? And so that's a common thing that humans do, but it's not just humans. It's any creature of earth. And we even see that the earth itself goes through this circular cycle of sunrise, sunset, seasons, winter, spring, fall, winter, spring, fall, winter, spring, fall, summer. I'm forgetting summer. So you go through winter, you go to spring, you go to summer, you go to fall, and you go and you continue that cycle, right? And you're different. So the same is true with experiences we have in life. The same is true for things we are here to heal in our lives. And so I've had so many clients say to me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this is the thing because I thought I did that work. I thought I healed that. You know, oftentimes in my work with clients, things that are plaguing them, challenging them in their life now, we can often trace it back to childhood things, things that happened under the age of 7 that left some kind of mark, scar, wound that then perpetuates a certain way of relating. And sometimes it's so unconscious or subconscious, we don't even realize that we're attracting in this very thing we're doing our best to heal. And that's the intelligence of healing, is we're attracting it in so that it can come up to be healed. And I know that myself and my clients, it's like we've done so much work on certain things. And even still, it finds its way back to us. But it doesn't mean that we didn't heal it with that healer or that program or that method or with just our conscious choice to say, I am complete with this. That doesn't mean that. It means you did. And there's another layer. Healing is like this onion. But beyond the onion, I like to say a spiral, because there's more and more layers. And you have evolved. You're seeing it through another lens. You're seeing it through another perspective. You're seeing it from a different insight. So for example, a common thing I've had is where clients haven't felt seen. Like, let's say there was something that happened in your childhood, your parents didn't listen to you or pay attention to you. You didn't feel seen. You didn't feel heard. And then you continue to perpetuate that in your business, in your relationships, in many aspects of life. And then you think you do the work, you forgive your parents, and I'm sure there could be something parallel in your life. You do the work, you forgive them, you reclaim your power, you heal your need for validation, but then lo and behold, you are posting on social media and you find yourself getting disappointed that your reel did not get as many views as you would have liked it to. So now you're back there again, like, oh no, here I am again seeking that validation. And this is a common human thing. Everyone wants to feel loved, belonged, desired. Like, this is human existence. So you're not wrong for it. It just is. And you're wiser though. And what I have found is when you go at then healing, evolving, looking at, transmuting, transcending that same pattern, there's a nuance and it's something deeper or more refined. So it's so important to never feel like, you might sometimes feel like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going backwards. How is it that this same issue, pattern, situation is coming up again? I don't get it. And it could happen in relationships. Maybe if you're still dating and you're on the path and the journey to meeting your beloved, you just find you're in this, and it's a spiral. It's not a circle where you may attract in a similar kind of person, but they're slightly different. They're closer to the beloved you imagined for yourself. They are more conscious. They are more self-aware. They are more of all the things that you were wishing the last one was. So there has been that shift, which is why it's the spiral. It's not the circle over and over and over again, because the circle would be like the broken record repeating itself. And that would show no evolution, right? But you are evolving. You are doing your work. You are going through transformation and evolution every single day. And I know that because if you are drawn to this podcast, you are an advanced soul. You are a high frequency soul that is here to do great work in the world. And wherever you are on your journey, whether you feel you're at the beginning or you feel like you've regressed or you feel like you're ahead of the curve, which I think we never feel that. Even I feel like, oh my God, I'm so behind. And even still, I can see where I'm like, ah, I'm revisiting this thing. Oh, and building that self-awareness and that enhanced awareness even of the whole situation. So of course, of the self and of the situation, you could see like, yes, and I see though how it's evolved. And the way we continue that upward trend of the continued spiral, because the other thing that's cool about the spiral is you start and the circle is small. But as you evolve and expand and transcend, it's like the circle gets bigger and bigger. So not only do you rise in active, but you expand. And that expansion is the wisdom that you've gained. That expansion is the nuance and the shift in how you respond. Like, oh, I recognize this. Like, this is something I'm revisiting. This is that pattern. This is that situation, that wound, that trauma from before. And I have all these tools now. I'm going to choose to respond this way instead, but I see how it's different. And that's the key. We just want to see the shift and the transformation, the evolution. It's not about being perfect. Like, nothing in life will be perfect. And the fascinating thing is, as you continue your spiritual journey and you continue your personal development work, you're going to see how literally the most challenging situation can present to you. How literally something that devastates you and that you feel so disappointed, that you should feel so disappointed by, happens. And you don't even react. You're just like, oh, I see that. Okay. And then you know, like, well, then maybe that's not the way. Maybe that's not the path. Maybe that's not the person. And instead of making it mean something about yourself, you can surrender to the fact that it must not be it. It must not be that way. It must not be that person. There's something better for me. And you start to build this beautiful faith and trust in your journey, in your transformation. And I like to say it's like surrendering to the divine. And I have an ascension code called surrender that I highly recommend. And it's like, surrender doesn't mean I give up. Not at all. Surrender is more like I trust. It's on the path. And there's also an ascension code, trust. And there is a nuance between trust and surrender. And so much of both of them is about letting go of control or needing to for things to be a certain way. Because in your human experience and in the construct of your human reality, there's limitation. Like, you can't see all the pathways. You don't know all the timelines. You don't know how the divine intelligence is orchestrating and working itself out for you. You don't know that until the end. So much of your work is, and that's part of what faith is, and that is an abundance code that is coming at the time of this filming, but perhaps you are catching this when it already exists. And so in that abundance code, I share more about faith. Like, there's so many nuances: trust, faith, surrender. And these are all spiritual virtues. These are all powerful spiritual tools to have in your beingness. And this is part of what enlightenment is. Enlightenment is being able to embody and operate from these higher frequencies, because surrendering to the divine is a high frequency. Having so much trust in life, in the universe, in the divine plan, in yourself is a high spiritual virtue. Being able to have faith and know that it will happen even if there's no evidence for it right now. This is a high spiritual virtue. Your capacity, this is what makes you a master manifester and a master creator, is that you can hold the frequency and you can hold the vision no matter what. And this is how you're designing your life in such a beautiful way. And this is how you let go of being a victim and instead take radical responsibility that you are the ultimate and only creator of your life. Of course, divinely supported, whether you believe in God, the universe, spirit guides, etc. But as you're on this spiral of ascension, continuing to revisit things, eventually things don't trigger you anymore. They don't affect you anymore. You don't need the validation or the reassurance for this, that, and the other. And that shows your spiritual growth and transformation. And that's why it's called enlightenment too. You're lightening your load so you can then ascend to the next level. And that lightness of being, ultimately rising into joy and bliss and ecstasy and pleasure, is part of becoming enlightened. You don't take things so seriously. You don't make things mean things that they probably don't mean. And even if they did, you don't focus on that, because remember, what you focus on expands. And the timeline that's going to be created is based on what are you giving your energy to? What are you making things mean? Where are you focusing your awareness and your consciousness? And that is the mastery. That is the mastery. So now that you, and everything about life is your perception of it. So now that you have this framework with which to see existence, with which to see life, and that is the very purpose of our work together. You know, this podcast is just a taste. But if you're really serious about your spiritual journey and you're really serious about self-mastery and you're really serious about creating your ultimate life, that heaven on earth, then I really invite you inside of my yearly membership, my monthly membership that is a year-long experience where we go through various programs and courses and codes where there is also that time of, it's like school, right? And that's why I called it the Academy, right? The New Earth Academy, because we are re-educating and reprogramming ourselves. And that mastery of the lens through which we're seeing reality is essentially what creates it. And you are going through a complete makeover of your energy, of your perception, of how you show up to life, all of this. And to be supported in that. And that's part of it. And that's why so many people have spiritual teachers, spiritual guides, spiritual mentors, because it is not given that you just become it. You can, but having that seed is so powerful. And we can spontaneously awaken. But more times than not, we are activated in new ways by someone who has gone before us. And it also helps us collapse time. So where I have found to have these spontaneous awakenings is when I have been in the countries or the sacred sites and places where I lived before. And so because of that, I activated past life gifts and past life memories to remind me of this is how I know this and to awaken what I already know, because so much of the spiritual path is just a remembering. You've been on the spiritual path for many lifetimes. So this spiral of the spiritual path is not just about this life too. So oftentimes when we are working in the spiritual arts or the transformational arts, or the healing arts, you're going to find you were a healer in a past life. You did this priestess work in a past life. You did this manifestation kind of work in a past life. You were a revolutionary for the new earth in many lives. But there's a nuance, and there's an evolution, and there's a shift, and there's an upgrade, and there's an expansion, and especially there's a wisdom. So even if you can't remember all your past lives right now in this moment, you can absolutely be sure that in your cellular memory, in your DNA, in your energetic imprints, in your auric fields, you have memories and wisdom of past lives. But also keep in mind, also keep in mind that some of those memories can be a hindrance. So if you have the witch wound where you are burnt at the stake for sharing your truth with the world, are you more likely to hide? Yes. Are you less likely to share your gifts with the world? Yes. And it doesn't mean you won't, but you have to do that work to clear it. And same thing for so many things that we may feel fear to do in this life is because there's a memory somewhere of maybe it didn't go so great in the past. And there's a part of us that just wants to keep us safe. But also, there's that part of us that came here to live a mission that has important things to share with the world. And you do. You were born in this time for a very specific reason. And so I want to invite you to really receive in that framework of the spiral. To when you are finding yourself in a repeating pattern of something you thought you healed or you moved on from or you thought you were done with, that instead of judging yourself, instead of being like, ugh, I can't believe that thing again. I've had clients do that when we're in session and we put our finger on the root, on the cause, on the source. They're like, oh no, not that again, or I can't believe it's that. And there's that air of judgment or making themselves wrong. It's like, have the most amount of radical self-compassion. And the invitation is to shift it to curiosity of like, oh, I wonder what the lesson is here this time. I wonder what the refinement is going to be. I wonder what wisdom, what other wisdoms there are for me in this and what other aspects of my life this is going to enhance and bring to that next level. And so I want to honor you for doing this great work, for walking a spiritual path. I also would love to support you on your journey. So I invite you inside the New Earth Academy, and there's also the New Earth Codes. Like there's two offers that are available for you. And I'm going to be sharing more details about this in the next podcast episode as well. So you can see which is really for you, which one would be most serving for you. And so with that, I send you so much love. I thank you for showing up and doing this great work. All of the links for all of the offers I mentioned are in the comment section. And in the bonus section, today, in the bonus content of this episode, we're going to go through walking that spiral and we're going to heal and bring more flow and ease and grace to whatever patterns you may be revisiting. And we're going to look at your timelines and see what lights up when it comes to these patterns that may be challenging you or that you may continue to revisit so that you can be done with them. Once and for all, if there ever is a once and for all. And so with that, I send you so much love, big kiss, and I will see you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.